My name is Renee Blake, and my children and I and my husband have been residents of this district since 2001. Our kids have been raised around the Francis Howell School Districts. We have probably been at soccer games with you guys and basketball games with you guys, and I am totally appalled that we have now gone back to 1954. We sit up here and we talk about kids on drugs and kids with needing metal detectors. There was a bait shop behind City Mortgage that sold synthetic marijuana. Where were you all when that happened? There were students who did circles around our yards in our nice, pristine neighborhoods that they didn't come from Normandy. They came right from Francis Howell. There were kids who put paint upon driveways with the B words that didn't look like me. They looked like you. So this is not about money or drugs or kids. What I want to know is that, and I want to make sure you know that I know, that every student who comes from a failing school is not a failing student. Every student who comes from a failing school is not a failing student. I was a product of busing. I was a product of going to schools with the majority white people. I have a master's degree in business administration. I am not a failing student. The issue is, what I want to know from these people here, which I commend you wholeheartedly, is that what are we going to do to protect these students when they come to our community and want an education? Are we going to have security out there to protect them when they walk into the school? When I said to my student,
ladies and gentlemen, if we could please be...
When I said to my daughter that they were... France, Normandy was coming into our schools. You know what she said to me? She said, wow, I can't wait. I got 18 seconds. I can't wait to meet them. So I want to know, ladies and gentlemen, 11 seconds. I want to know, ladies and gentlemen, what are we going to do to protect these students when they come to our community?
Thank you. Again, at Francis Howell, we are going to do everything that we can protect, that we can do to protect all of our students. As I said earlier, we are very vigilant about safety in this school district, which is no different. Every school district, that is the number one priority that we have. We will do everything that we currently do to make sure that our students are safe. And first of all, and the thing that I didn't mention a while ago, was just building relationships with kids, making them feel welcome when they do get here. This is their school. They get one chance at an education. And when they walk through our door on August the 8th, as a school district, we are going to educate all those children and make them feel as safe as they can feel. Thank you.